we have some really strong female chanters on this side. Powerful. Some nice sound effects, too. Well coordinated, getting everybody in. There's still some people out there coordinating, getting people in. Really well organized. Is this more than one group? Yes?
Three, four groups.
Three and a half. Make it four. Four and a half. Anyone's four and a half?
Four plus visitors.
Four plus. Okay. And all four groups are covering the same subject matter? No. Okay, we'll just... Those of you that are visitors, not part of this Bhakti Vriksha group, you just join in with what we're doing. Because I'm the subject... I was given some choices. You've been covering the stages of bhakti, at least your local group, and up to bhajana kriya. So, shraddha, sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya. Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Five? Two and a half?
They've been covering that in the temple.
Huh?
In the temple, they've been covering that.
In the temple?
Some of them, yeah.
And not in your Bhakti Vriksha group?
Yeah.
Yes, in the Bhakti Vriksha group. There's one voice, solid. Hello? Should we start again?
Nityananda Prabhu gave lecture on Adho Shraddha. And Chandramouli Bharat gave lecture on Sadhu Sangha.
And that was here?
In the combined.
Ah.
Every month we have a combined.
Some clarity. Great.
So this is combined, but we are coming in a different house. That's the only thing.
Okay. Thank you for the clarity.
There are some extra guests, so. And thank you for coming.
I'm one of them. Okay. Okay, so this evening, Bhajana Kriya. So the first two, basically the stages of bhakti are presented by Rupa Goswami as a summary expression of what the Vedic literatures teach, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam. So, spiritual life begins by being a spirit soul. And that's everyone. And there are qualities which cover the soul, and there are qualities which free the soul. And the important quality that Rupa Goswami points to is shraddha, or faith. Faith is something that's intrinsic to the soul. It's already there. Just as the soul is there, faith is there. But faith can be reposed differently. The spiritual position is to repose faith on Krishna. And the material position is to repose faith according to the modes of nature on something. There's a whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Divisions of Faith, where Arjuna asks Krishna, people don't have faith in you, don't they have faith in something? And Krishna says, yes, they have faith in something. Meaning, faith is intrinsic to the soul. So the beginning stage of spiritual life, or Krishna consciousness, or bhakti, life of devotion to Krishna, is little faith, even just a little faith, preliminary faith. I may not know what, but I have this feeling. There's something more to life than the conveyor belt, the external veneer of things. There's something else. I don't know what it is, but I know there's something else. I have that faith. That's beginning. And when Krishna sees that faith searching for him, he then sends his representative, a devotee, a sadhu. Krishna sends. So that's the second stage, sadhu sangha. During the Thanksgiving weekend, I was in Seattle and I spent probably 23 hours discussing sadhu sangha. I had a great time. From the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev to Devahuti. And it goes something like this. Devahuti just lost the association of her amazing husband, Kardava Muni. Because Kardava Muni was so Krishna conscious that even living in the forest doing his meditation upon Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu came riding on the back of a Garuda in the middle of the forest and showed his form and told Kardava Muni that you please me very much by your austerities and your devotion to me. So I've come. And I've come to give you a benediction. You will have as a son the personality of Godhead. You have that desire. He had Vatsalya Bhav or Vatsalya Bhakti. He wanted that relationship with the personality of Godhead as his son. And so I'll appear as your son. And the day after tomorrow, it hadn't happened yet, but he knew what was going to happen because he's Lord Vishnu. Swayambhu Manu was going to come and make a marriage proposal for his daughter, Devahuti, and say yes. And with Devahuti, a personality of Godhead, I'll appear as your son. And he departed. Sure enough, Swayambhu Manu came and the marriage arrangement was set, and Devahuti and Kardava Muni performed austerities together in the forest for a long, long, long time. And after some time, then he made an arrangement by his mystic power that Devahuti, who was now thin and frail and matted hair, and the daughter of Manu, emperor of the universe, was living like an ascetic with her husband. It was her choice. She knew. She was happy to serve her husband that way. But she also wanted a son or children. And so he created an aerial mansion by mystic power, and many attendant ladies, and dressed her and fixed her hair and fine, and off they went. And 9 daughters later, there was now a son. The 9 daughters, Lord Brahma came and gave the 9 daughters to different sages to help produce good praja, and indicated that within the womb of Devahuti was the personality of Godhead. And Lord Kapila was born, and as was promised, by Swayambhuva Manu to Karda Muni, when there's a male child who is of age to take care of Devahuti, yes, you may go and resume your meditations. It was Satyuga, that was the process. Which is a little puzzling, because why is he going to need to meditate on the personality of Godhead when the personality of Godhead is right there as his son? In parental affection, there he is, it's his son. But he was setting an example for others to detach oneself from family life at a mature stage and practice the Yuga Dharma. So he did. And at that point, Devahuti is there now, missing, feeling very attached to her absent husband. And saying to Lord Kapiladev, her son, I'm such a foolish person. Like a simple materialist, I'm attached to family life. And because of that attachment, I'm blind to self-realization and the real mission and the real goal of life. This is by your potency, you're the personality of Godhead. Please remove that bewildering potency and tell me what I must do in order to become relieved from this perplexing circumstance of material existence. That was a nice question. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, when Sukadeva Goswami said that Lord Kapiladev simply smiled, he was thinking, what are you talking about, Devahuti? You're my mother, and I'm the personality of Godhead. How could you be my mother and I can be your son if you have all these coverings? You're just speaking like that for the benefit of others who can then hear transcendental knowledge. So to please you, I'll speak some transcendental knowledge. And right away, and for a whole long chapter, he describes the importance of sadhu sangha to remove the coverings and become situated in pure consciousness. A long, wonderful chapter, and describes the process of devotional service that follows from sadhu sangha. So, adaushadha tatha sadhu sangha tatha bhajana kriya. What you do in the association of sadhus, you do what sadhus do. You engage in bhajana kriya. Through association of sadhus, you're engaged in sadhu activity, devotional activity, bhajana kriya.